Greetings, gentle listeners. My name is James Keeling, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Synaptic Jam. In this podcast, you will hear my own fiction, fiction that I have personally enjoyed, what should hopefully be relevant information to the world of podcast novels and writers, as well as the occasional tidbit of, well, me. But don't worry, those should be brief and can be safely ignored. This is just an initial shout-out for the sole purpose of touching bases and, well, and saying hi. I hope you had a great Christmas and are looking forward to a Happy New Year. If you are not the Christmas and New Year type, I hope that you had a great holiday. And if you're not the holiday type, I hope you're doing well. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce myself. My name, of course, is James Keeling, and I'm an author living in the frozen tundra of Minnesota. I've got some exciting things coming down the pipe for 2010, and I'd like to share some of them with you. Many of you are aware of the phenomena known as the podcast author, the bloke who records his fiction and distributes it free on the internet. For my first podcast novel, back in the day, that would be Earth Corps by Scott Sigler for those keeping track at home, I've been enamored with the concept. I have chosen this venue as the preferred method of delivery for my own content. I really enjoyed creating it, and I'd like to share it with you. For those who are new to the concept of the podcast novel, there are two main schools of thought, with a smattering of in-betweens. I'm referring to the full cast audio drama versus the individual read, which is often done by the author. I shall begin by discussing the full cast audio drama. Murder at Avedon Hill and Metamore City are awesome examples of this type of podcast novel. High production values and invested time really pay off. The trade-off is often time itself, and the complexity inherent to combining the performances of so many actors. This can sometimes result in long periods between episodes. Don't get me wrong, even though it literally took years, Murder at Avedon Hill will always be one of the best audio dramas out there. The straight read by the author is the other extreme, utilized by podcast novelists such as Scott Sigler, J.C. Hutchins, Seth Harwood, and Nathan Lowell. Production values can still be high, but the medium is much simpler than the full cast audio drama. This is why I have chosen to perform a simple read of my fiction for podcast. Now, this brings into stark relief my obvious lack of vocal training when it comes to podcasting. It is for this reason that I have decided to record a novel or two written by others to develop my chops, so to speak. For this purpose, I have chosen a couple of works from the Gutenberg Press, which is a lovely selection of non-copyrighted material. Look for something of that vein coming early in 2010, as I hopefully develop my latent talent. After that, I hope to begin podcasting one of my novels or short story collections. We'll play it by ear and see how it goes. I am, of course, here for you, the listener, and gladly welcome any questions you may have. You may contact me by emailing me at jkeeling, that's J-K-E-E-L-I-N-G, at jameskeeling, J-A-M-E-S-K-E-E-L-I-N-G, .com. Thank you. I hope this will be the beginning of a cordial, if not sunny, relationship. Now I must be off. I have things to do. So once again, this is James Keeling, your Midnight Rider. Remember, when the sun goes down, I'm thinking of you. No, wait a minute. That's way too creepy. Been trying to think of a good, you know, tag phrase, sign-off sort of a thing, like, have a great evening, and I'll see you tomorrow, or something like that. So, if any of you have any ideas of a good tagline aside from, shut up, you moron, please let me know, and I'll see if I can't include it. But once again, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it, and maybe I'll see you tomorrow. You have been listening to Synaptic Jam with James Keeling. The music in this podcast has been The Year Before the War by Eric Maskell, provided through the PodSafe Audio Network, available at PodSafeAudio.com.